There are times of change when you understand the change, you know about it. There are times of change when you know it is happening, but you are confused about it. And you are living in a time now when both of those things are going on. There are changes that you see around you, and like them or not, you understand what they are. But there are plateaus that you are rising to where your life is going to be different. And those changes are more puzzling. And when we are looking at that particular kind of thing, what we want to understand is that in a time of change for us, an important thing to put at the center of our responses is renewal. When things are changing, you cannot go to the same places that you have been in the past to feel the way you want to feel. We often hear you say, the old things do not work. This used to be a thing that was good for me, and now it is not good for me, and that is simply the way it is. So what we want to know then is when you are in a period of change, you want to be very aware of renewal. And what renewal is has everything to do with your ability to clear what is no longer true. Now, we all have wounds, and of course we will be working with those wounds in one way or another, probably throughout our lifetime. But the things that you hold and do not allow to move through, those are the things that prevent you from renewing yourself. And why is that? Well, the spiritual principle, of course, is that if you want to receive more, then empty your hands of what you have. And that gives the universe an opportunity to give you the things that you now need. And that is renewal. And renewal, possibly to be doing different things, moving in a different way. But the important changes happen inside. So when we are looking at life, and we are looking at how fearful it is for things to change, because we do not want to be in denial about that. Change brings fear with it. But we do not want to hold the fear in our heart because we do not yet have the information. We want to say, I am sensing fear here because I do not know. And I must clear the fear so that I can know, and so that what I know will renew who I am and help me to move forward. So this particular time is challenging in many ways. We all would like to know what is next. We all would like to know how one thing or the other is going to work out, but we do not know that. And that is that is how we begin to understand faith, which it is fascinating because we hear in your religious communities that word tossed about as though it is peripheral or not important. And faith is a spiritual practice. It is the ability to say, I do not know about this yet. And yet, I know that I am a child of the universe, and I am willing to let go of whatever it is that makes me afraid, so that I can be renewed and ready for the next thing. So it does not mean you are not going to have fear, but hopefully it does not mean that you are going to wrap your life around that fear, or you're going to make a condition. Be careful about this one. I will let go of the fear when I know what is next. That is not going to be workable. Your holding on to the fear is actually going to prevent you from knowing what is next. So the practice of faith is knowing that the fear is there, or the anger is there, or whatever is there, and saying, yes, that is true, it is real, but it is taking up all the space in me for my renewal, for my new life. It is taking up far too much space. So whatever it is, I am willing to not focus on it, not think about it, not make it a focal point of my day or my night or my life. I am willing to know about it and to move it out so that what there is space for is faith. Faith is the energy that allows you to connect with the power of the universe and to trust that that universe is going to send you to the places you need to go. And it is in that faith that you become strong and that ultimately you become free. So we will take a few moments and speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And let go of any pain, any frustration that you might be holding in your heart. Feel the light displace anything that you do not wish to hold in your heart. And feel your heart regenerating, becoming strong again. And feel in your heart the place of faith. See it like a ring of light, and know that when you step into it, you have let go of everything except your communication with the universe and the space you are holding inside of yourself where you can change and grow and be joyful. Now see in your heart center that there is a lake made of liquid pearl. And that liquid pearl values you, honors you, and displaces fear and negativity. And let that liquid pearl energy cover your heart center so that when you enter your heart, you are free from fear and strong in honoring of who you really are. Now feel your crown open and see the golden light of the universe above your crown, pouring its magic and its wonder, its power and its love into your body. Feel the crown staying open to be able to receive all that is for your highest good. And let that golden light open the third eye and cleanse the third eye so that your intuitive powers are increased, so that you know and your knowing continues to grow. Feel the flow of the golden light into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that would bring you criticism or doubt or fear. Any of that communication, let it leave your throat center and consciously make your first communication with yourself, a communication of love and respect and understanding. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart so that your heart center is supported. And everything in your heart that needs to grow begins to grow. And feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And in that solar plexus, let the golden light displace the emotions, the hurts, the things that you may have had trouble releasing. Feel them leave your body and feel how much your body does not need them. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light clear the second center of shame and judgment and all old things that are heavy or dark from the past that have fear on them. Feel all of those moved out of your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the root become strong and empowered. And let it slough off doubt and fear. And join with the heart in a place of faith. And let the golden light fill your thoughts. Clear away the thoughts that do not protect you, that do not keep you safe. And let the golden light flow down your back, across your shoulders, to relieve you of burdens that you do not need to carry. Feel the golden light fill your trunk, strengthen your spine. Fill your arms with wisdom so that you choose what you do and you choose what you carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your body, down through your legs and into your feet. And breathe in that gold and hold it in your body. And let that energy begin to change you and make you the person you are becoming with the wisdom and the love and the direction that you need for your life. Allow that light to be your direction. And what you need, ask in faith, believing in your heart. Now feel a path extend from your heart and walk on that path until you are higher. Higher in the night sky and come to a place where your teacher waits for you. and join your energy with your teacher's energy. And know that the teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, take the gift from the teacher. Now thank the teacher who's come to be here with you and coming back down the path and knowing that you are an important part of all that is. Come to your body again, to your heart, center, and open your eyes.